Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin a new broadcast week. Political Coffee, where we're talking about the political issues of the day that impact your life. They really do. Maybe in ways that, you can use to change your world for a positive way. In a positive way, anyway. That's what we try to do on this show. So here's what we're talking about today. Dams and fish can, in fact, live together. What? Yeah, there's new technology called Whoosh that really works. And it's already been deployed all around the world. And frankly, it's working right here in Oregon right now. It's inexpensive. It does all kinds of great things so that we don't have to take out dams. The stupid idea that is gaining traction, unfortunately, because of a Republican congressman from Idaho who apparently has never heard of Whoosh. Because if he had, this would be what he would be talking about rather than breaching dams. Now, I have my reasons why I think he's probably doing it. But I want to talk about this system. It is pretty cool. Also, in a story on the Gateway Pundit that probably impacts us here, California is going to release the state of California is going to release 63,000 violent and repeat offenders back on the streets. And you know why? Because they want to create safer prisons. I'm not kidding you. How about if you want to try and create safer neighborhoods by keeping them in prison? By the way, this 63,000 includes 20,000 inmates that are serving life sentences. I just want you to think about that for a moment. In your lightning quick mind, in my lightning quick mind, it doesn't take too long to figure out. Wonder what they did to serve a life sentence. Like maybe murder somebody and you're going to release them, 20,000 of them, to create safer prisons. Just stunning, if you think about it. Also, why is there a spy plane that is circling the Phoenix, Arizona election audit at the Coliseum? Why? What? Yes. A U.S. government spy plane who took off from Deer Valley Airport on the north side of Phoenix, a place I know well. It's a Pilatus PC-12. Why is it circling for a long time? In fact, you can see it. It's all data that's readily available. In fact, it's another Gateway Pundit story. Why is it circling for a long time? Why would they be doing that? Well, there's lots of interesting capabilities that these aircraft actually have that have been deployed in the Middle East. Is it too much of a stretch to think that under the Biden admin that they're doing it here? Now, why would they be doing it? What would be the goal? What would be the outcome of it? Lots to talk about today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am. A couple of other things. Sadly, I did not know this because I wasn't, you know, I was gone for a couple of days and just didn't have any access to information. Got back and got a phone call saying that, hey, did you hear that Mike Nierman got indicted? What? Yeah. State Representative Mike Nierman was indicted for, it says, apparently, that he purposefully let people in the Capitol. Well, I don't think that's correct. And I think if you just watch that video over and over again, it's pretty obvious. He walks out the door and he just lets it go behind him, like any of us would do. But because an overeager beaver decided that they would hurry up, quick, catch the door and open it back up before it closed. Yep. Everything that ensued after that is now being blamed on him. So now these are misdemeanor charges, but he could serve a year in prison. Now he's going to have to defend himself. He has to give himself up on the 11th. What do you think about that? Here's what I find striking about this and sad. And by the way, Avis, thanks for the Statesman Journal article on that. I appreciate it. Isn't it amazing that over 1,000 violent protesters and rioters have gotten released and are not going to be charged in the downtown Portland riots? In fact, it continues. Over 1,000 that can destroy property, can do all kinds of things, that physically can damage and destroy property. Over 1,000 of them. Not going to be not being held accountable. Private property, government property. All of it against the law. All in violation of moral law, in addition to the actual law. Not going to be held accountable. But a lawmaker who walks out a door and doesn't shut it immediately behind him is being held to a much higher standard than all of these rioters. I mean, he didn't riot and he didn't destroy any property. But and these people who did get off scot-free. No problem. It's just wrong, folks. It's just wrong. Any way you look at it, it's wrong. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. In a moment, we're going to chat with Ron. I want to remind you that Wilsonville Auto Repair is a new sponsor of both this show and on this radio station. They're just up the freeway a little ways from Salem. And I got to tell you, they in their website, if you just read the satisfied customer comments, you know right away that this is a group of people that really do care about their customers. And they really do treat people with dignity and respect, especially women drivers. Like I've shared with you, you know, my mother is a widow and she is all by herself over in Prineville. And I want to make sure that her car, when it needs things, she's not being taken advantage of. That's something I care about as her son. Well, you should care about it too, because that's another reason that you can have confidence that Wilsonville Mr. T Mile X, that's their website.com, Wilsonville Mr. T Mile X.com, that on the testimonials on the website, that all of the great repairs that they do, more than transmissions, they do all kinds of other things. And a free diagnostic check, by the way. All of that, you can have great confidence that they're going to treat you right. And they're going to treat you with respect, even if you're like my mother, an older person, don't have a man in your life to help. Go in there, you can have confidence. You're not going to get ripped off and lied to. Wilsonville, Mr. T Mile X. Wilsonville, Mr. T Mile X. Had a great meeting on Saturday. Thanks to all of you that were there. Ran into some of you. This was the election integrity meeting. We had a little bit of a glitch in the hookup with Liz Harris out of Arizona, but she did give us a great update on what's going on down there, including her citizen efforts to find the phantom voters, and she's going to keep at it even after this audit is over with, folks. And we also had the gentleman from Stand Up Michigan, who was able to gather in 80 days 500,000 signatures to force the legislature to overturn the law that allowed their tyrannical governor, who's a lot like ours, to lock them down repeatedly. It's an amazing thing, and it should give you hope. Joining us is Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you? Saw you on Saturday.
Oh, yes, brother. I'm just saying I got a new phone, so forgive me. Okay. But nevertheless, let's start with my Representative Millman, a good man, a concern, a servant of the people. And what we have to realize, if his intent was to leave it open, let's talk about the 15 or 20 Salem PD state troopers that was on the other side of the side door. Why in the hell did they ain't come out there and make sure that he was secure? Okay? The camera shows that there was 15, 20 of them. So as far as I care, I had a servant that was coming out to address and calm down the concerns of the people, like he has done in various other rallies, whether it's ours or anybody else's, and being a servant to people. I don't see Peter Courtney. I don't see Prozanski, Fredrickson, Representative Bynum, or Manning come out there. When Antifa was out there, Black Lives Matter was out there, where in the hell are they? And the last thing is the situation that's happened in California with the release. Just like I said, told you, and I told others Saturday, what you're watching is Great Society Part 2. Tied law enforcement hands, have catch and release like we started in this state after the 2018 legislative session, and you wind up with them being emboldened, crimes being going up, and they're not being held accountable, and the losers are us, the law-abiding citizens. And if people don't get off their duff and preserve your liberties and tell Fred Girard, stop appeasing and acting like he's in the French VG government prior to World War II in France and copulate with Hitler during the occupation, then the road that we shall travel shall be as traversed or worse than that.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say, brother.
For you, we got about 45 seconds. Quick question before the break here. Were you there at the Capitol that day when Mike Nierman walked out?
No, I was not. I didn't get out there till later, and by that time, Salem PD has treated our guys like this.
Well, fair enough, because I think you make a very important argument. Ron, thank you. And you know what that argument is, folks, is that Mike Nierman walked out to talk to the crowd to calm them down. That's fair. Think? 6:20 in the morning, yeah, back in a moment. What do you think? 503-589-1220. Come on and sing my song all night long. Oh, all night long. Yes, all night long. Yeah, all night long.
Stop the car. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, or shoot me an email to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at ksl.news, like Dale did, who sent me Well, Dale's very active at making sure that Christine Drazen, the leader of the Republicans in the House, and Fred Girard, leader of the Republicans in the Senate, understand his point of view about walking out and defending not just the gun bills, but a lot of other garbage that is going to get passed because Republicans don't have the votes to stop them. So he sends an email that he had sent to Fred Girard about saying, my understanding is you still have the opportunity to do the right thing and honor the oath you swore to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. You still have the moral prerogative to salvage your honor and defend the Constitution's by stopping the abominations of anti-Second Amendment bills before you. Stop the anti-constitutional, anti-firearm bills. You swore an oath. Now, he sent the same thing to Drazen, and Drazen just sent back the drivel she said, there was no treachery. I voted no and will continue to vote no against any legislation that infringes on the Second Amendment. When I voted no, all Republicans and three Democrats were also no votes. Hey, Christine, did the bill pass? It did. So what? Well, why did it pass, Christine? Oh, because you were there. Oh. So apparently, even though you voted no, you don't have the votes to stop, right? But you could have walked out and defended us and our rights, our God-given rights, and defending ourselves and a lot of other things. You could have done that, but you didn't. Christine, Fred, you could have walked out and stopped it all. Oh, but then you wouldn't have gotten that $2 million for your district, would you, Christine? Or the $4 million for your district, Fred? Yep. Like I said, I did the math, folks. Your life is worth exactly $28 to Fred Girard and Christine Drazen. Because if you take the amount of people in each of their districts, House and Senate, divide it by the $4 million Fred Girard got and the $2 million that Christine Drazen got, it comes out to $28. That's how much your life is worth. By the way, Dale sent me regards to Mike Nierman. Said, I smell Tina Kotek's vile breath on the indictment of Nierman. He's getting the Rudy Giuliani treatment. There's no doubt. A dark night of the NKVD. Remember who they were? That was the group that knocked on your door in the middle of the night in Soviet Russia under Stalin. And you were never heard from again. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, I cannot let a show go by and not comment on this. Jeff Reynolds, a buddy of mine, wrote in PJ Media the story about Baker City declaring an emergency to fight Kate Brown's lockdown again. No kidding. They have gone through a laborious process to seriously put forward a declaration of emergency, hearing from business owner, holding hearings, putting together a work group. It's a declaration declaring, it's a resolution declaring an economic, mental health, and criminal activity crisis due to the current COVID-related state emergency declaration relating OSHA mandates and guidance. It passed by a vote of 5-2 on March 23rd. It's just now making news. And people, and frankly, towns all over Oregon are looking at doing the same thing. Declaring an emergency. Now, there are some legal ramifications to that, but got to go to the phones. As I promised, we'll talk to Art next. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Brother Jeff. Hope you had a great weekend. So I do want to talk about this Nierman situation. Sure. Because, number one, we all know it's all political. State government is trying to destroy a man because he's being proactive and doing things that the Democratic Party does not like. Official misconduct in the first degree, They're not going to prove that case. They're going to lose that case. But that doesn't matter to the Democrats because it serves their purpose. Now, Jeff, I think we need to fight fire with fire. We need to all get together and file a real official misconduct complaint, because they're wasting taxpayer dollar because they have government positions to serve their purpose. You know what I'm saying here,
yeah,
Jeff?
We
need to fight fire with fire. I am personally damn mad that they're wasting my money to do inappropriate, unethical, Jeff, things. So, that's my comment on there. I wanted to say one more thing.
Sure.
Well, two, actually. Number one, we need to focus on this election, on the Marion County thing. And we also need to stop Kate Brown. Oregon, number one death rate of seniors who are in assisted care places. And if she was doing her job and protecting these individuals instead of putting, like, for the vaccinations and stuff, you know, we wouldn't be high up there using hydrochloroquine and all these things that help protect seniors is not being done, too. So Kate has actually death on her hands.
Yeah,
the death of our senior citizens.
Andrew Cuomo does in New York State. Well said. Art, thank you. 6:30 in the morning. Be right back, folks. Lots to talk about in your phone calls. Glenn, you're up next. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll chat with Glenn, who's on the line. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line if you want to call in and weigh in on what we are talking about today. And so what are we talking about today? Well, I want to get into this because I think it's pretty cool. The Cascade Policy Institute has a great article about how dams and fish can live together. Because a conservative congressman from Idaho is putting forward the stupid, crazy idea that we ought to take out Snake River to save the fish. There's a new system called Whoosh, a passage portal system for fish. It's really easy to understand. And is really easy to deploy, and it's a lot cheaper than fish ladders. It is amazing. And it allows computer technology to exclude predator fish, unwanted species, invasive species, and in fact could even be used, because it takes 18 pictures in half a second, and is computer analyzed to see if it's a wild fish or a hatchery fish. I mean, it's amazing. And once it chooses which fish it wants to allow passage, with a vacuum system, it whooshes them up. That's why it's called whoosh. And they got an amazing video. And it just, it's incredible. This thing goes whoosh up over the dam and puts them into the lake or the dam or the river or wherever. It is amazing. And it's being deployed. And it only cost a few million dollars, not 50 million or better, for a fish ladder. It's incredible. Now, question I have is, how soon until stupid Republican congressman like Simpson, who apparently is probably doing this to position himself to be the next governor, recognizing that a lot of liberals are moving in from California, you know, those tax refugees or the cost of living refugees? Yeah. Anyway, how soon until this idea is destroyed by people like Kate Brown and the leftists that run the Oregon legislature? It's already in place in Oregon. They're already using it successfully. I didn't even know this thing existed. So I'm going to have that article up on the show plan. Also, California is planning to release 63,000 violent and repeat felons back on the streets, which is an idea that's already happened in Oregon. And since we have all these Measure 11 bills in the legislature to allow the repeat violent, dangerous criminals back on our streets in Oregon, it's relevant. By the way, 20,000 of these 63,000 violent criminals, 20,000 of them are serving life sentences. Because apparently whatever they did was pretty bad. That would probably include a bunch of murderers. Just say it. And then why is there a spy plane that's circling the audit recount in Arizona? By the way, those of you who tried to get online last night to watch that whole national event hosted by Cloud Hub with, you know, all the experts, Colonel Phil Waldron, you saw him on all the Rudy Giuliani hearings, Yovan Pulitzer, who's the guy who invented the QR code, and he's the guy that has this new technology that has already scanned all of the images of the ballots in Arizona. Now, they're continuing to do their hand recount and all of that, but he was supposed to be on there. I put it up, and they kept having these technical glitches. So I've been after a half hour, I just quit. It was too bad. Also, this Oregon town, Baker City, declaring an emergency to fight Kate Brown's lockdowns. Now, even though it's a resolution, an emergency declaration carries with it some special privileges on the part of the city. And then there is, I'm just going to mention this, but I will put it up on the show plan because I think it's important. There's a new U.S. Supreme Court gun rights case that they just agreed to hear. Now, this is the first case in a long time, many years. It is the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association of Incorporated events versus Corlett, whoever that is. The bottom line is this. What they're going to figure out is something that the Supreme Court has not weighed in on. The Heller and McDonald decisions that the Supreme Court did rule in our favor, those of us who believe in the Second Amendment, those decisions only dealt with you defending yourself in your home. The question that this one sought to answer was, do you have a right to carry a weapon out in public and defend yourself? That question, the U.S. Supreme Court has not ruled on. Now, they narrowed the question to not quite get to that. This is a long article, and I'm not going to get into it, but let me tell you, you should read it because it is written by a lawyer who's, she was a law clerk to a federal appellate judge for 25 years. and an instructor at the College of Business, University of Notre Dame, Margot Cleveland. She's a senior contributor to the Federalist. She knows her stuff. This is a very interesting article. At any rate, since the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Amy Coney Barrett, this case now is going to be heard. They rejected this case, or actually one like it, previously, because they just couldn't get the fickle John Roberts to do anything. Anyway, just keep that in mind, folks. It's going to be a big deal, and it's going to have a lot to do with everything. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. How are you?
Jeff, there's too many dog bones for us to chew on. Let me pick off the government, state government, bad corruption, Oregon, and then Arizona. Did you fly down to Arizona, Jeff?
No, I was in the mountains.
Okay. My thought on this biplane is picking up telephone conversations, cell phone conversations, anything, the cars moving around that convention center or Coliseum. They want a preview of any data that's going back and forth before it hits the street.
It can do more than that. Glenn, it can do more than just pick up the cell phone data.
I realize that.
Believe me.
But you know, something on the Arc to Midnight with Wells, one of his guests made a statement about that. He said, is it possible that if this goes in the Trump's favor, that they're worried about anybody trying to overturn the election or use this as the catalyst to overturn the election with other states taking this data and figuring it out?
Yes, that's the answer to your question. That's what they're worried about the most. Just think about this for a moment, Glenn. The media narrative is that all of this is, you know, just Trump. None of it's real. It was a legitimate election. So Democrats are saying, most people don't believe it. The polls show that. So if this shows that, in fact, there were enough fraudulent votes to overturn the results in Arizona, then two things will happen. Number one, there will be lawsuits about this at the state level in each of these battleground states. Okay, that's the first thing. Then there'll be federal lawsuits because now they have evidence that is impossible to ignore. That's the first thing. Second thing is that also those lawsuits also give the legislators in those states the political cover and the reasoning to tighten up the rules for election integrity, because they are already being attacked for it, and they'll continue to be attacked for it. That's the first thing. Second thing then is, and you just made mention of this, it then creates momentum for these similar style audits to happen in both Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Now, Georgia is already planning one of these. Okay? So if the results here show this in Arizona, that it overturned the results, and if it shows it in Georgia, if they do it in one of these other states, you get just three of these states takes away enough of the Electoral College votes that Joe Biden is no longer legitimately the president in anybody's minds. This hurts a lot of the Democrat agenda across the country and in D.C. Now, what could happen? Glenn, I want to recall everyone's mind to a little thing that we talked about a few weeks ago. Quo warranto. A writ of quo warranto could be brought forward by the Trump campaign. Literally. And a writ is a judgment you're asking the court. You're putting actual proof in front of the court. You know, this only goes to the D.C. District Court. So the Trump campaign could do this as actual evidence, because now there's evidence of fraud in three of these states that took away Joe Biden's electoral victory. Now, if quo warranto doesn't work with the D.C. District Court, it can automatically be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now you've got this enormous pressure on the Supreme Court that maybe they've never seen before. Now you have actual evidence in front of all of them. And nobody can say it ain't true. pretty powerful. Glenn, thanks. Great question. 648, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we will go to Freddie. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Pro Bioscience makes fantastic all-natural CBD products that can make you feel better, make you sleep better, and take away the pain like their pain stick does. It works so well for me. You should check it out. They are an Oregon-based, Salem-based company. And you can talk to them right here. You stop by their office, or you can check out their products at Liquivana Vape in both Silverton and Molalla, or the Tobacco Pouch here in Edgewater. But if you do look online at their website and buy online, the website, by the way, is pro-bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com. Use, at least for today, use the discount code SHOWERS because we haven't put a new, just because I was gone, I'm sorry, folks. I haven't put a new discount code in there, and I'll do that today. But just use the SHOWERS one from the month of April, and you get 15% off, pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to Freddie. Freddie, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. That scenario you just put together about the three states, they could find fraudulent votes. My question to you is, would they then remove Biden, put Trump back in? That would give him the opportunity to run again in 2024. Is that correct?
Well, he can run anyway in 2024, but would the court do that? My guess is they probably wouldn't go that far. The only thing that I think the Supreme Court would do is order new presidential elections, void the presidential elections in those states where fraud was found. That's the only thing I can say, because that's actually happened before under this writ of quo warranto. Because it has been used in other federal elections, not presidential elections. So that's the only thing I can see that would be possible, that they would allow Biden to stay in office, but they would order new elections, probably, you know, like a 90-day time frame. And my guess is there would be other things that would accompany that order by the Supreme Court, like forcing them to clean up their voter rolls so that all of these fraudulent people don't get to vote again. And probably some other things having to do with, you know, state constitutions, because it would be profound. And you want to talk about the stock market taking a dump?
How could they keep Biden in there if it's fraudulent? Wouldn't they have to reestablish Trump as the president? And then he would be allowed to run in 2024.
Well, I don't know. I suppose the Supreme Court could make that decision to kick him out of office. I don't know under what constitutional authority that they could literally put Trump back in there. I honestly don't know that they have the constitutional authority to do that. Maybe they do. My point is, Freddie, I don't see them doing that. I think the court is just too chicken. But
well,
they would have to address it. Freddie, you're breaking up really bad. I'm going to have to let you go. Sorry, brother. I got an email from Lee. It says, ugh, listening to the Democrats. Did you know, he writes, that the economy was dead before the president took office? That's what the president has done in his first 100 days is more than any other. That all the proposals the president is asking for will only help the economy to get it rocking. Parents need a little help paying for babysitting. Taxes? The president won't be raising taxes on the people that make less than what? Really? Who's going to pay for all that free stuff? switching stations since listening to Rock and Roll Were My Thoughts, but will be focused on the gal that I married. That's always good to focus on the gal you married. Corby, thanks for the great short video about COVID shots. I got, by the way, a text message, and I got to share this with you from Anne Marie, who listens. This is a sign that is posted. This is a picture of a sign that is posted at the Melange Eatery in Medford. You're going to love this. And I'm going to share it with you as soon as I also share with you Freedom Heating and Air is another one of our great sponsors. They can make your life better. Hot weather is coming. If you want to be comfortable in your home or, frankly, in your business, you need to call the experts at Freedom Heating and Air. They've been around a long time, 40 years, and that's because they do really good work and they take care of their customers. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Here's what the sign says. Warning, no trespassing. Melange Eatery. Here's what it says. Any officials from OSHA, any health authorities, or any government officials who are here on any government business, including unconstitutional mandates, such as mask wearing, lockdowns that are excluded from entering the property. If you violate this notice, listen to this. We will call the sheriff to enforce the no trespass notice. In addition to that, I will file a lawsuit to sue you in private capacity, for it is a crime to violate this warning and enforce a mandate that is not law. You should get another job, for your boss is putting you in harm's way. Enforcing an unconstitutional mandate or law is a felony. Then it says, all other people are very welcome. Thank you for coming. And then at the bottom, it has Oregon statute from 2017, ORS 105.700. Pretty cool, huh? It'd be great if other businesses started putting that up on their doors. Also, I want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, great contractor that does some fantastic work. And you can see that work if you go to his website, righteousrenovations.com, righteousrenovations.com. You can see the great before and after pictures of some of their kitchen and bathroom remodels. And that's significant. Why? Well, if you read the customer testimonials, what you'll understand is they did a great job quickly. Nothing disrupts your home more. Believe me, I've done it. Than a kitchen that doesn't get done in a long time. Or, for that matter, bathrooms that don't get done in a long time. And it's kind of both parts of your house that they're used a lot, right? Anyway, check them out. RighteousRenovations.com. Have great faith in who they are and how they can make your life better. So, just a couple of things here. More Oregon towns need to declare emergencies from the mental health and the physical impacts of Kate's up and down non-science-based COVID lockdowns. Because declaring an emergency does give them in state law. Now, I don't know how much, but I know it gives some additional flexibility for them as a city being able to push back legally. I think that's a good thing. The story, by the way, is Cascade Policy Institute. It's up on Oregon Catalyst about dams and fish can live together thanks to Whoosh. There's a companion story that is, where is it here? It's from yesterday. That there are these other Republicans, Democrats joining this Republicans idea of breaching the dams. Rich, sorry you didn't get in early enough today, friend. Maybe tomorrow I'll just hold your thought on that. Anyway, folks, great to have you with us. Great to be back with you. I hope you enjoyed Friday's program. Keep blessed, keep fighting, keep praying. See you tomorrow.